special. Sweetie, remember, don't be afraid to eat your friends. They're only your friends as long as you're alive.
Is that sad? That's some myth perpetuated by the fucking man. I don't care anymore.
Certain doom.
In Soviet Numenera, a beach finds you.
Yeah. No, literally, there's some place where the beach does find you. You don't want to find you.
Oh, look, it's not my problem. Fuck. Yeah, pretty much,
yeah. Like, well, that person's fucked. Back to sleep.
Bring out the thief.
Oh. I stole nothing.
You just hear it.
And liar.
I did accusations.
You tricked us with your fashionable pants.
We're not going to let you kill her. Come on. I mean, we're all civilized here, right?
Like an arrow, like... They're the only creature that can interrogate their prey and find out where they live.
Go for their children.
Some say they're intelligent and just feed on evil. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fandible.com role-playing podcast.
Never-ending story!
I got the weirdest boner right now.
We can see, it's in the question.
And you remind me of the Goblin King.
And we're going to play another session.
Remind me of the what?
Babe? You've never seen it, so you really can't.
I've made him learn the call and response.
I always mess it up. Well, I'll show
it's
you.
It's like a Pavlovian response.
Remind me of the babe. No,
that's why I start.
Go ahead.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
The babe with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
Voodoo?
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
Don't help him. He needs to suffer. Because I always forget. I freak out during doing like, voodoo.
Voodoo.
I just freak out like, voodoo! And then, David Bowie!
Alright.
That's geek performance inside of the game.
Will I get the right nerd reference in the right amount of time?
Yep.
It's a euphemism for something else.
Yes.
So.
Anyway, yes. Today we're going to be playing our second session of Numenera.
Final Fantasy.
That's what I'm calling.
At the end of our last session, after they discovered the new limit breaks, basically the group stopped their dome home from being blasted off in space and or exploding. And now they want to go off into the wider world. And the town mayor is more than happy about that because these three are troublemakers.
We're not troublemakers. We just
have potential.
We just make trouble.
We just make trouble.
One's really depressed, one gets in fights, and other huff pain.
What? Guys, that's not the most effective unit you've ever heard.
Yeah. So there you are in the... You're in the small domes town of Tolbert Tanag.
Mm-hmm. Should we introduce our characters?
Oh, right, sorry.
Go for it. Oh, my character is Sue. I believe his last name was Anders. Sue Anders. And he fights with his fist. He's angry a lot. He's quick, though. He's very, almost unnaturally quick when it comes to reflexes and stuff. And he's quite the kind of a hothead. There you go. But he's friends with these two guys
for some reason.
Hey everybody, this is Dave. Once again, revised my role is Jace Amberland, the... the mystic nano who performs miracles, murder. Murdicles. Heal him.
That sounds like a popsicle.
Murdicles. Murdicles.
This tastes like arsenic.
That would be awesome if you could like hide the fact that you were someone who murders and masquerade as someone who performs miracles. And like, I will heal you. And just like slit their throat and be like, he is free of suffering. Miracles. Covered in blood. Miracles.
That sounds fantastic.
You're all welcome.
Is there any reason why you can't do that?
No reason. Yeah, you just have to buy all the right things. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it would be...
Wear a face like a mask, Merit.
Yeah, exactly. Just
wear their skin.
The graceful Nano who wears their skin.
Who's that? The graceful Nano, who is that?
Exactly. My character is a extremely talented, sheltered, magic user, effectively within the parlance of this game, who was raised by a Sister Wisdom, a priestess of the Aeon Order in their small town, priest who is apparently
every way. Very,
yep. Who occupies the thoughts of all of my ne'er-do-well friends. Your base instincts disgust me. And is ready to travel on foot to the great unknown to discover and find more drugs to ingest. Because my character is apparently... He's like a druggy Jedi. That's his... I was thinking to myself, like, at 18, what would I do if I was both, like, myself, but I could command the forces of the world with my brain? It's like, man.
I would do drugs.
Yeah, that would be so fucking weird.
So many drugs.
I cured your cancer, and I put it in your eyes.
Exactly.
You're awful.
Do you see that dragon? No, you're high again, man. Oh, you will! All right.
Yeah, and the Sister Wisdom raised the Nano, and then she raised a couple other things, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
All right, so this is Dan, and I'm playing Jiro Aiman, the graceful Jack who exists partially out of face. Whoop-de-fucking-do. It's, at the end of the day, what the fuck does it matter? We all exist partially out of face in the fucking grand scheme of things, right? I mean, we exist for, what, maybe 50, 60,
Nero?
70 years of your day, and then it's over. Then
grab
it's
the snickets. You're hungry.
Okay.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Did you just do the snickets joke? That is brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah.
And introducing...
This is Angela. I am joining the game as Brigitte Pelletier, the clever Jack who fights with panache. I am a traveling entertainer slash con artist who is about to meet up with the rest of the group in the most hilarious of circumstances. Mm-hmm. It better be hilarious, Jesus,
or
I will cut you.
Dig your grave!
And your fantastic pants!
And my fantastic fashion over function pants.
I just imagine, like, just misspell one letter. Who fights with ganache? That's just wonderful. Like, you fight with, wait, but chocolate sauce? Is that it? She's amazing with it. Ganache has killed 300 people.
Do not give her the moose. There's one god.
Her sister, who fights with souffle, is also terrifying to behold. She's from the confectionery monastery.
Confectionery monastery.
Better watch out. You don't want to get in a truffle
with her. Oh! Yes!
Nicely done. Nicely done.
We're going to start this game right here?
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
How do you spell Brigitte, by the way?
B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E.
I got it right. First Brigitte. Yeah. Brigitte, what?
Pelletier.
Pelletier?
I like this. I am Jace. I am Sue. I am Nero. I am Brigitte.
Huh? Are you going to speak in a French accent?
No.
No, don't. No one ever try a French accent on a podcast, please. It will legitimately ruin an entirely great game. Like, that's the only reason I was like, well, we could do Honor and Intrigue again, but never that. I would love to scrub Honor and Intrigue off of our map, just for the fact that I hated that character.
You didn't hate the character, you hated the accent you chose for the character.
I couldn't do it. I did it for like a second, I'm like, I could do this, and then it's like, okay, Billy, act.
Yeah. No, it's. I used to actually live with a French guy, and I would openly try to do his accent in front of him, and he like tried to help me, but for some reason, like of all the accents, like that one just is not. It's difficult to put in one's repertoire.
Exactly.
You just went out the most offensive thing possible.
Now go away! Or, of course, I am French. Why else would I speak in this ridiculous accent? Yeah, so basically the best we can do is a Englishman stereotype of a French person. Okay. And we don't want to insult our French listeners.
All of you. Yeah. All of our French listeners.
We have so many French listeners. Yeah, we're totally... Yeah, keep your eyes out for us posting about the Fannibal Paris show that'll come up in a couple of months.
Yeah, we're hoping to see you there, Last Architect. Thank you.
What, is he French?
I don't know. I know he's in Europe right now.
Really?
Yeah, he's been in, where's he at?
We've got a couple people that are in Europe.
Yeah, he's pretty far out there.
Do you think Sean Connery listens to us?
Where's a really nice place? Not Rome, but Greece, no. He's,
Greece, probably. Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to, I don't want to go to Greece, but no
I
one
I can't remember, he's like in a really, like, architecturally beautiful place.
Venice?
I think it might be Venice.
What's the place where you can do all the drugs?
Amsterdam.
Wow. He might be there.
So let me get this right.
He might be there.
I was like, oh, what's a beautiful cultural place? SNS, but as soon as she said, where's the place with the hooker and drugs?
Everyone's got tickets and packed bags. So yeah, keep your eyes out on the calendar for the Venice show and also definitely the Amsterdam show. That's gonna be off the hook.
Fendable road trip to Amsterdam.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Drive to Amsterdam from here. We're already high. We don't care. Fendable
road trip. Yes, but can you take a horse?
Horses.
Can that be the show's name? Can you take a horse? Like Fendable, can you take a horse? I like that.
It's our series as we travel to different places, or not, because the horse actually can't get there.
Exactly. So, Fendable, where are we now? That's not a joking question. We're going to describe our surroundings.
We need you to post
on the website where you think we are.
There's no prize other than to help us get home.
How do
it's
we like homeward bound?
Eat somebody.
I just saw a dog walk down the street holding a human hand in his mouth. I see a trash can fire. You're in Brooklyn.
I was going to say Detroit, but...
Detroit is much more accurate.
Yeah, it's true. Right. Oh, poor Detroit. Yeah.
No, Detroit would be the other way around. You'd see a human walking by with a dog's...
Oh, man. RoboCop, where are you?
Yeah, we love you, Detroit. We love you, Detroit.
All of Detroit listeners. No, they don't actually have technology over there.
Yeah, that's awful. Okay.
You're being cruel.
Only some of the villages.
Just like living in church.
Wow. Now we're just beating a dead horse, which is why the horse can't get there.
And bring him back the joke.
And why is it dead?
All right. So anyways, role-playing.
Okay. Are you finished with...
Yes.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure because you just got lost. All right. You're actually in... what was the place that you were raised with Sister Wisdom? You called it something? The Covenant of...
The Confectionary Monastery.
The Confectionary Monastery. No, that place is too hardcore, man. I can't go to the Confectionary Monastery. Don't make me go there. I'm sure I just called it the
Convent. We'll call it
the Convent, yeah. Okay.
The Convent. And you're actually there with Sister Wisdom. You've already prepared for your journeys. Mm-hmm. And you're basically... she's there to like give you advice about the wider world, give you a bit of the history of how basically your group of 100 reached the city in the first place. Long story short, your native people are actually from the Steadfast, a wider area. Mm-hmm. The more civilized area in the world, and decided and followed the leader who had a vision of going down to into the equator and discovering a new holy place. And he took a boat across along the coast, mm-hmm. and found the ice wall. And then was attacked by a giant sea monster.
Oh,
and after his hanging, they decided to try to travel back, but they couldn't because of the water. So they landed and were forced to walk, not up, but across the seawall, hoping to find something. And thankfully, we were able to find the Dome City.
And they were attacked by a giant land monster.
And they were, of course, attacked by a giant monster. So basically, the 200 became 100. Yeah.
So after their hanging, they... There's a lot of hanging. We're really quick to hang.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, broke a pot.
Yes.
Broke a pot. Get the hanging rope. It's the traditional thing.
It's the only thing we knew how to make from the other eras.
We all have, like, we're really great at knots.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a
cultural legacy.
But only the sort of knots that are good for nooses.
Yes. Slip knots. Yeah, we only know how to make the most banging slip knot.
But unfortunately, that anyone can make us...
Go on.
I was going to say, like, our boots are always falling off because that's all we know how to slip knots.
Yeah. You make little nooses on your sneak.
That's awesome. Every single loop that we need to make from belts to like shirts, it's all just nooses. We're basically the million year descendants of the hangman from every Mel Brooks film. This one's a doozy. I love Mel Brooks. All right. Anyway,
basically, she just tells you about like the only thing that they really know because they didn't. They went through the coast and across the land. Mm-hmm. Basically, some of the dangers. Basically, the extreme cold temperatures. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's going to be the biggest danger.
Okay.
As you slowly move away from the ice wall, it should start slowly getting a little bit warmer.
That's right, because in this world, the equator is the coldest point on the map. Okay.
Because Numenera.
Because Numenera, yeah. Yes.
And basically, it's going to get warmer and warmer, but in the beginning, it's going to be cold as hell. And this should be, obviously, numerous different types of monsters. You might find an isolated village somewhere, hopefully. But And for her journey, she's going to try to help you with some stuff, some of the town stockpile stuff, ciphers.
Okay, great.
So you're each going to get one.
Okay.
Cypher, you can book real
quick. Oh, yeah. No, ciphers.
Yeah, I was just mentioning Angela to us jacks to remember to pick our flex skill for the day. I'm picking a survival.
Okay, what makes it
I'm picking escaping.
Oh,
cool. I get a vocal translator. I forgot that. I could.
Translate. Didn't you use that already when you were talking to the?
No, I used a translator to talk to the.
That was a
lobster.
Comprehension graft.
Oh, yeah.
So now the lobster can talk to people. It actually can understand human.
No, but how did you talk to the machine at the end?
Yeah, that was something else entirely.
I think there was a vocal translator. Like, you remember, you put it against your head and you talked.
Yes.
So I'm done.
Yep.
Sorry, it's not like it was...
It's okay. So they. So one of these guys is going to get my cipher because I'm already at 3.
Cool.
Okay. So, yeah. All right, it's fine.
Hey, kitty.
All right. So then, all three of you roll 1d20, please.
69.
You roll 100 with 2 20s?
Yeah.
You have it.
I used to do it all the time with my for D&D.
So 69.
I just touched the cord for the mic. Are we still rolling?
Mm-hmm.
Are we still good?
No, we're still good.
Okay, good. I'm terrified of it. Okay. 4 hours later.
Another reality spike.
Reality spike. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Now if you want another reality spike, or you can choose from the pile of subjects. Choose wisely.
Reality spike.
Rage gas bomb.
What?
Can be thrown a short,
oh, we have
then short range, or if it has the capability to project up a long range, burst into a cloud within an immediate distance. The cloud lingers for 1d6 rounds, unless conditions dictate otherwise. Living creatures that breathe breathe and think make a melee attack on the nearest creature and continue to do so for a number of rounds equal to the cipher level.
What's the cipher level? 1d6. No, there's a square plus 2, right? So that's 1d6 plus 2.
Ooh, 7.
Nice.
So, 7 round cipher for rage gas bomb.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so I'm assuming you're keeping that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason I have this is because basically there's some items in the deck that weren't in the book and some items in the book that weren't in the deck, so I'm switching between the two.
That's great. I love being able to just pull a card and be like, well, what did I find now?
Okay. Do you want to roll or do you want to check from the magic deck? And honestly, like, I'll be honest, the stuff in the book is a lot weirder than the stuff in here. No, that's yours to keep.
Until you dispose
of it. Then you just rip it apart.
54.
54?
Oh, we don't want to rip it apart, though.
Why not?
Because we're going to use these again, aren't we?
Could
find there's, for some of them, there's already extra copies in this deck. Yeah. And honestly, I like the idea of, like, just going through everything before.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay. So you said 54?
Yep.
54. Mental Scrambler.
Nice. It's a hammer. You just apply it to your victim.
It is a complex metal and glass device. 2 rounds after being activated, the device creates an invisible field that fills an area within short range and lasts for 1 minute. The field scrambles the mental processes of all thinking creatures. The effect lasts as long as they remain in the field and for 1d6 rounds after. Alright, and although they can defend with the intellect defense roll.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically you roll a 1d100 to determine what the effect is.
That sounds pretty rad.
That's pretty rad. So basically when you use it, I'll tell you what you can roll for that.
Alright.
Alright. Let's see, I got a 45.
45, you get a invisibility nodule.
Interesting.
Yes.
And it turns you invisible.
For the next 20 hours...
or into a nodule.
For the next 20 hours, the armor the nodule is attached to is invisible, making the wearer appear to be unarmored.
Interesting. Oh, okay, so it just makes your...
Just makes your armor, or you can choose from the deck.
It's not usually walk around without armor, so I'm going to choose from the deck.
Yep.
Okay, can I draw one from the deck, too, if we get to choose... To look at 2?
Yeah, and then you can pick one.
Okay. Because
gonna get it. I got a Catholicon. Cures any disease of the same level or lower. Level 1d6 plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
That could actually come in handy, because we're leaving those diseases out there. So I'm going to keep the Catholicon. Then I'm going to roll a 1d6 plus 2. I will say 7.
Nice.
So any disease of level 7 or lower.
Yes.
Not bad. Yeah.
We'll allow
that's a the card was a tracer, but not very interesting. I'm going to give my mental scrambler.
You keep it just as a reference.
I'm going to give the mental scrambler to Dan. So
nice.
Okay.
So both of my homeboys have some sort of explosive.
Mm-hmm.
F shit up advice.
I'm just dropping this. I can't wait till we're like hiding in a cave, cramped, and I just drop the rage bomb.
Right.
Like, hey guys, let's party.
Yep. And she's gonna look upon us like, and I'll give you a gift, something that has always protected me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like just having, just give you a bit of luck. She's gonna give you an oddity.
Ooh.
For the group, it is going to be a one of you roll a 1d100 for me, please.
I got this. 09.
Pants that fit perfectly and never seem to get dirty, but always chilly.
No,
you can do all that. You can
Nine, 96
for the whole group. Sisterhood of the traveling pants.
Are the best at this. Large clear plastic bag. that keeps food inside it fresh indefinitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Right on.
So this is actually pretty handy for, like, for the camping.
Yeah.
That we're going to be doing.
So let's put some... Dude, we're going to put, like, a bunch of gingin meat in there.
Gingin
meat.
So basically, you guys don't necessarily have to roll for, like, traveling, because...
Well, we do. For coal.
I mean, for coal, yes.
And,
but, like,
but we will run out of food.
I mean, you'll run out of food eventually.
But it's not going to go bad. Like, the gingin meat is legitimately fresh until we're... Unless we leave the bag open.
Yeah.
Make sure to stock up on those little chickpeas.
I got an idea. Let's just put a chicken in there. Every day, just leave as an egg.
Yeah. It's a live chicken.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the idea of dropping a bag of holding into the ocean to see what happens.
The ocean's gone.
The pedant in me is going like, well, no, bags of holding have specific dimensions within them. There's only so much ocean they can hold. Anyway.
Shut up, bird.
That's true, they do. They actually have a specific
shut up,
size. Nerd.
That's true, dimensional measured in...
God damn it, nerd! Nerd!
Now stay role-playing games, guys. Come on.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, let's get back to role play.
We just steal his lunch and put it in the keep fresh bag. Yeah, steal his lunch and put it in the keep fresh bag. All right, so...
Okay. So, and thus you begin your... Are you guys doing anything last night before you finally leave the dome?
My,
years?
Harriet and Harry, my parents, they're a little bit more emotional about things.
Just be careful!
Harry, you gotta be good for Harriet. Come on now. No crying.
I tried to...
I'm going to hug my dad, and then, and then I'm going to my mom, who's kept a stiff upper lip this entire time.
Okay, make sure. Here's the advice I gave you. She gives you a long list of advice on how to survive in the wild. And also, you can't maybe send a letter or something to your dad. He's going to be all emotional.
Sweetie, remember, don't be afraid to eat your friends. They're only your friends as long as you're alive.
Okay.
You have to get that phasing one when he's not paying attention until he gets there, too. I hug my parents, and then, yeah, I meet them. I'll be meeting them at the hatch.
Okay.
The good thing about face or, you know, flesh is that it's very low calorie. At least 50% off.
You're like a rabbit. You're like a rabbit, because there's no real good protein.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
He's the tofu. Really.
Yeah. All right. So that's what you're doing?
Not plant.
Okay, and
I got nothing.
Jace?
Now Jace is pretty much going to be probably first at the door, ready to go. He doesn't really understand. He's convinced Mother Wisdom to look after Butters, the giant lobster, and he's explained to Butters over time that it's like, well, you're going to need to be able to, you know, protect the area, and they'll feed you, and then I'll be back. And this is better than being out on the ice where I found you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he probably just fell asleep, because he's a pet now.
Yep.
So he's just like, I'm indifferent to your word things.
Okay.
So the lobster's like a cat.
It's like a giant, chitinous, furry cat. Yes.
That probably is decimating the gin population.
Exactly.
Wait till it gets a little bit bigger.
Yep.
He'll worship it like a god.
Because the other option is death.
Yeah. Now that it can communicate with that damn mental graph, it's going to kill us all.
Yeah, it can't really communicate, it can understand.
It can understand, which is all it really needs. Yes. Now it can listen to us, find out our plans, and act against them.
If anyone's going to betray it.
And honestly, like a pig, it really likes lobster meat.
Oh, it likes eating itself.
Like a pig, yeah. Big pig loves bacon. Pig loves bacon.
Well, who doesn't?
Oh, that's true.
You can't blame it. It's made from bacon.
It's actually like my real cat. He just, every time he looks at you, it's just like... It's not with love or interest. He's just, much like the Terminator, he just has a vision of whether or not there's ham. It's just like, it's like human. Potential for ham, zero. Disregard. Okay, yeah. So,
dude, where's Mother Wisdom?
Just,
I'm saying as I approach the hatch, she's not here.
No, she's performing the services for the
afternoon. Dude, come on! We're about to go on an adventure. This was like my last chance in like a year for me to get a kiss from her.
But that would show affection, and affection is an emotion. We are all a part of a community, but Sister Wisdom cannot show...
Oh, you're killing
me!
Just huff your paint.
Meanwhile, Gino's walking in. It's like, yeah, I've got a service I'd like her to perform.
Yeah.
So, are we ready to go or what?
Yeah, we're ready to get out of here. How cold could this be? They open the hatch and it's like...
My pants are incredibly chilly.
But they look fantastic.
Whose idea was this to go out... for an adventure. Like, we say that within, like, 10 minutes of us walking through the Arctic Tundra.
I should explain out of character. The reason we keep making the pants joke is because Angela got an oddity to give her pants that are...
Never dirty,
but always a little chilly.
Yep.
And they look fantastic.
And they fit perfectly.
They are my fashion over function pants. Oh,
okay. Yep. So real quick, we should probably just jot down on our character sheets the fact that we have a bedroll and backpacks because, you know, we can lose those things. Those are important. So I'm assuming, I mean, I'm not asking for an adventurer's, an explorer's pack, whatever the F that is, because it's 20 shins. That's 20 bucks. That's like
but I'm going to say with the kind of pooling of the resources together, I think it should give you something.
I think one of us has the explorer's pack.
Okay.
I think we are poor.
Yeah, we are poor, but I'm going to say we have like basic stuff. Climbing, some climbing stuff, bunks, maybe a small tent if we need to. You know, we have the basics of camping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took survival as my flex skill for the day. I'm good.
Yeah, we're marching through like the Arctic snow, and it's snowing because that's
how about snow. I think that either Billy or Daniel should take the explorer's pack. It contains 50 feet of rope, rations for 3 days, 3 spikes, a hammer, warm clothes, sturdy boots, 3 torches, and 2 minor snow globes. So if you lose that, we're in some deep shit. It's
like snow globes.
Glow globes.
Okay.
Sorry, glow globes.
Oh, snow globes. I thought it was like snow globes. Yeah.
We like pull it out when it's looking at snow globes like, that is bullshit. Why did he do that on purpose?
No,
it's actually a snow globe of us huddled around a snow globe.
And we're all smiling.
It was like the camera pans out and it's exact replication of like what's inside the snow globe, except we're not smiling.
Yeah, Harriet gave me her old pack. Of adventuring.
There you go.
Ah, you learned something about your mom.
Yeah, I did.
She once went adventuring.
What, look at these clear balloons.
What?
Hey, this one's filled. Ah! Nope. It's spoiled.
No.
You are.
All right, so yeah, we're marching. We're marching and having fun.
And you've been in your slow march. North, away from the cold.
Angela's already regretting being part of
civilization.
It could be worse. We could be singing like, hi-ho, hi-ho.
I need all of you to give me mind defense. Difficulty, it is cold, difficulty 12.
Ooh. So I have to get above 12?
Correct. Below. Oh, yeah.
Yes, above.
Cool.
19!
You're good.
I get a minor effect.
But what is my mind, like, my mind's 15. How does that
15,
help me?
I make it.
When you say attribute... attribute roll, that's the attribute that if you choose to, spend points from to lower the difficulty.
Yes.
So
you could if you want to spend effort to increase your chances.
So I could have said, I'm going to take 3 points from my might and make it a 12 from
15.
3 minus,
minus your edge. So if you're going to spend, you take your edge from that. So you would effectively only spend 2.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah,
I
your edge is basically, it's funny money. It's money that always comes back to you.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. But no, I made it. 17, 15, we're all like,
we're
all you know,
we're cold. We're good.
But we're not dying yet.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you're all good. You're not freezing to death, but it is mightily cold. It is mightily cold. And basically, you decide, this is one of the points where you decide to make camp for them.
Yep.
We find a nice glacier / cave, like a crack in a glacier. Mm-hmm. And it provides a little bit of protection from the wind.
Okay.
Is that cool?
That's fine.
Cool. Because I got a 19, can we say that it actually, it has a someone else camped there years ago, and so there's already a very old fire pit there.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay, cool. All
right, so we sit down and I flop down and I start pulling off. Since the wind's not on me, I'm pulling off I'm taking off my my second and third pair of gloves and leaving on my first pair of gloves. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know, when we thought about adventuring, I thought that if we just walked a couple miles, we'd hit like a tropical beach and there'd be ladies. And gin and I don't know, sand. This don't look like a tropical area, guys. I'm freezing. I'm really freezing. Sand. Give me that paint.
Sand is a myth perpetuated by the fucking man. I don't care anymore. We're never going back.
How are you cold? You're phasing. How
is it so cold? It's the cold of partial non-existence. I lived with it all my life, and it's worse here because I don't think any of you even thinks I matter.
I'm like phasing into the water. I just rolled it. I got a 16. I'm starting to fire. So they're bitching and moaning. And once he hands back the once they're, they're complaining and freezing and stuff, and true to the innocence of Jace, he's like trying to start a fire with, because he can't start a fire with his hedge magic, trying to start a fire by rubbing some sticks together slowly, and then when Sue hands him back the spray paint, he takes the little ember and this, and like lights it up with the spray paint, and so now there's a really decent campfire, which is actually in real life how I start campfires.
We know we've been to your grills.
Yeah, exactly.
we're all huddling around there saying this is awful. This is, and I open up the baggie that preserves the meat, and we have like some fresh ginger meat in there, and I'm handing out little like jerkies of it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to be jerky; it could be just fresh.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna start cooking some ginger hot dogs.
Yep.
Well, you're cooking.
Oh,
it's difficulty session.
But it's lowered to 4 because I'm I have skill in cooking.
No. Or you took skill in cook save. It's lowered to
3. Not to 4, to 3. Yeah. It's 3. Every step down is 3.
Yes.
Oh. Thank God.
Yeah. You don't poison them.
I don't poison them. It's a hot dog.
Yeah. You like, eat this. That's raw ginger. Put it in your mouth.
I'll beat you.
Just put it in your mouth.
It's ginger sushi. I'm starting that.
Oh my god.
Right up there with Flux. It's going to catch
all. Oh, yeah, Flux. Flux is the term, is the catch-all term for fuck.
Yeah, because we don't want to curse all the time, because we're a Final Fantasy game.
I curse all the time, sorry.
Except for you.
Right. Except for me. So it's just,
about a few hours later, after eating, getting your fill, and as you're getting ready to fall asleep, you start hearing a noise in this house.
Please. Please be that's the beach coming to find us.
That's not, it's... Certain doom.
It's solely at Numenera. Beach finds you.
Yeah. No, literally, there's a place where the beach does find you. You don't want to find it. You don't want the beach to find you.
Hide from the beach.
Run.
The beach.
Run.
That beach is a bench. Yes.
The beach just left a trail of destruction and death.
I see like those cheesy 1950s like surfing flicks.
Yeah.
But they're forced to do it. Like, isn't this bombastic?
No. Oh, you mean like Ken Honeybranch kind of scary? Okay, so let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is going to determine who is on watch when the sound happens. That would be Dango, the misanthrope's face.
So I'm there, you know, next to the glowing embers, trying to stay warm. I hear that. I look at Susan. I should just wake him up and have him go beat it up, whatever. That's what I should do. Mm-hmm. I peek out of the crevice, you know, carefully.
Give me a perception test. Difficulty other snow. Difficulty 9. All using intellect.
Yep. Difficulty 9? Sure. Give me that. 12.
I make it. Very nice. You look south and you see what looks like, it's hard to see through the snow, but looks like someone's running. And right behind him looks like there's a group of people following that person. And you can also notice you do hear screaming. Mm-hmm. And they seem to be, the crowd in the back is carrying something that looks like glow globes and torches, and these strange sticks with 3 prongs coming out of it.
Nano torches on cyber trident.
That's... Oh, look, it's not my problem. I'm like,
well, that person's Flux. Back to sleep.
Adventure over.
Yeah. Then, no. As I say that, what's your character name again?
Brigitte.
As you're running, you do also notice someone's head popping out of the camera.
And also, you probably notice the smoke. Like,
yeah, there's a little bit of
smell. Like no, there's very little smell in an Arctic area, so you smell the smoke from especially the fire. Yeah.
Going that way.
Also, delicious ginger.
Yeah, the ginger meat is what gets you.
It's very aromatic.
Yeah.
He's
like delicious. It was ginger bacon. That's it.
I'll be honest. Yeah, he seasoned it for like 3 days.
Yeah. Like ginger smells like, it's like a fruity smell, kind of a fruit meat. Like a ham.
Okay. Like a glazed ham.
That's... The ginger are the things that just keep... They were made to be eaten. Most likely, honestly, they were probably made
literally
to be
made
eaten.
To be
eaten. Oh, yeah.
That's why they're
3 kingdoms ago. They're like, man.
We need to engineer the perfect...
They're eating a honey ham, and you're like, that would be really great
If this had legs and then it was adorable.
We need to engineer...
Because we're monsters.
We need to engineer something that even vegans will be happy as dead.
Because it's so made, stupid.
We made Jinjin. All
right.
They're bird pugs.
They're bird pugs!
Okay, but delicious.
They're delicious.
Ostrich-sized bird pugs.
Yes. Delicious sources of info. Right. So anyway, so you're just like,
can we get some ham?
Yeah, let's shut all this down and go to the
I can just see everybody, like, all our listeners, like, where is the ham? I can see, like, Last Architect's like,
everyone's
where is
ham
and Venice right
All right,
so Gino's just watching all this, you know, with the mildest of amusements. They just turn and they're like, guys, guys, and he goes back in, starts like, guys, we're about to have company.
No, sister wisdom, I've done this plenty of times.
Oh, guys, it's like start awake at your face, you just like, oh, dude, we haven't been out here that long.
What's dude, that sound?
We've got company coming. That's the sound of company coming.
Behind him going like,
noose! They've got torches pitchforks.
Noose! Not as good as the other town. I mean, they work.
It gets the job done.
They are the exiles, the people who could never quite master the noose. We just banished them to the wasteland. No, yeah, I'm standing up and I'm putting on, I'm getting my weapons out, also known as my hands. Mm-hmm. And I'm grabbing one of our snow globes, twisting it, like
glow
the bottom,
glass.
our glow globes, twisting it so the bottom lights up, and then I'm stepping out into the wind, and then we quickly regret it, and hop back a little bit into the cave. I'm trying to see what's going on.
Okay. And you see in front a woman running, what do you look like? Brigitte.
Brigitte is, currently, because she can change her appearance, hedge magic, mm-hmm. a little bit.
I'm so shocked you took that. I thought that spell represents everything you hate about magic.
It does, but I can be pretty.
No one has any fucking scruples. No one has any scruples in the world.
I'm sorry. I have to pee myself.
All right, pause for a second.
Pause for a second. And we're back after laughing for the last 5 minutes.
That actually hurt. I didn't laugh so hard it hurt.
That was pretty... I forgot what it was.
So, character description.
Yes,
the pretty Brigitte Peltier. She's wearing like a heavy fur... hat. Like, her head and her torso are definitely built, covered for the Arctic. And then she has very nice, slim-fitting, dark-colored pants. You can't make out the color in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
She's tall. She's quite tall for a woman. Has her hair pulled back at the moment. And she is obviously armed. She has both a rapier and a, what is the name of the fancy sword? The Vered sword. At her hips.
And one of them is jeweled, right?
Yes, the rapier is jeweled.
Okay.
The Vered is a twin-bladed sword. It has, like, 2 points.
Are you keeping up, are you keeping up with the teenage theme of us?
I'm going to be a little bit older than you guys.
20?
Because I'm cool, yeah.
Because Billy wants to flirt with your character.
Okay. just keeping in mind.
Yeah.
I will flirt with your character. Because, goddammit, she's my wife, and I deserve it.
So she's playing the 13-year-old.
Yeah.
It's like, aww.
Yeah. Well, we hope we say, aww.
And then they're like, nice!
Then it just gets like, and then you just hear like the FBI, like, is that a knock on the door?
I'm Chris Hansen.
Oh my god, can you be Chris Hansen? Like, I'm 13-year-old, really? I'm actually playing Chris Hansen.
So now, Billy, what did you think was going to happen?
I don't know, I'm going on some adventures, really, so...
What is in your flask?
What is in your flask? What did you bring? It's just ginger juice.
Is that what you call it? All right, so that's happening.
Yeah. And behind her is, as previously described, torches and pitchforks. All obviously with a group of about 12 to 15 men and women.
My character's like, no, don't bring him over here.
Rushing towards you.
Gino looks over Sue's shoulder.
Now you're pulling the beacon out.
Gino looks over Sue's shoulder like, well, she's
dead in a minute, but her ass looks fabulous. I don't know that much.
Yeah, no, this is not our fight. This is not, none of them, no. He's just like waving his hands and you're running towards them.
She needs our help.
Okay. You can see, I mean, this is because he had a high perception last time. You can see, like, his waving around is like, is giving the impression, like, she has allies!
He's like, dude, stop doing that. You look like you're just beckoning her over.
I'm not stop! Get away!
But you're actually, like, waving the glow globe and, like...
I'm, like, clenching it so it's, like, looks like it's, like, Morse code. Like, get over here! Oh, my God, they're using Morse code.
We will help you. Come here. Yeah. It is safe.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah. My character's like, oh, no! We have no dog in this fight! They have dogs ready to fight! No! There's no dog in this fight! We're peaceful creatures.
It's like, we can't help us. Can we all yell, we can't help you on three? One, two, three.
We can't help you!
All you hear is, we can help you!
We can help you!
Stupid wind.
So that's what we get for living in a snow globe.
Damn it. It's the end of Citizen Kane.
Theater. I'm going to say you have about 2 minutes as soon as you rush into the camp before the bomb falls.
No, what are you doing? No, we...
You're the one that was waving!
No, I was saying go away!
Why are those men and women chasing you?
I'm sure they have what sounds like a great explanation, but it's lies.
Oh, right, we should do character descriptions because because my character looks weird.
Okay.
Jace is like 5'9". He's slender for an 18-year-old. He has short, cropped, but like messy, like not professionally chopped, maybe chopped in the dark, like brown hair. He's Caucasian with kind of sunken eyes. But when you get in close proximity to him, the hair on the back of your neck stands up, and every time he speaks, there's the faintest hint of crackling and interference in your ears. And whenever he's in your peripheral vision, you could swear that parts of his body distend and then retract, like fingers, eyes kind of move of their own volition, but in a very imperceptible. The reason being, I am a step down trying to charm, intimidate, or coerce anybody, or lie to people, because I'm just a fucking freak.
Yeah.
So, like, you see me and you're like, nano. Unfucking deniable. Like, you are a weird-ass robo-psychic thing. And he's dressed in, all these, this menagerie of old furs that have been stitched up, and he's wearing a hat that's a giant wolf's head with its mouth over his head. So it kind of looks like a lost boy. He looks like a lost boy with Peter Pan. So he's just kind of, like, staring at you.
I'm going to try to remember my description, but I might just... Basically, what you see is my character has, it looks like he used to have long hair, but they cut it off, and it doesn't. Instead of like his hair like falling flat, it just kind of like a mop top, mm-hmm. and he's holding it off by like a bandana. Definitely more lithe than muscular, but it's definitely weird. Like if you do see him flex, like you know, get the ready fight, and it looks almost like his muscles expand beyond what you know you're supposed mm-hmm. to be a little bit. Kind of like he can. Puff up to be a little bit muscular, mm-hmm. kind of hinting at the weird shit of his genetics.
And like he's just covered in a weird-ass group of people you just ran into.
And he's covered in fur. Like,
this is why they warn women not to run into dark alleys.
Yeah. He is wearing, but he's wearing a whole bunch of plumage, which seems to be helping him against the cold. Yeah. And weird white, like, lobster fur.
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing the barbarian, like, teddy bear armor, mm-hmm. it looks like.
Yep.
And Gio basically looks like... you know that those of you who've seen Defiance, you know the sun, the Castathan sun?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Like, nice.
I'm showing the picture. It basically looks like that, sort of pale haired, you know, everything. But he's also out of phase. So you can vaguely translucent. You can kind of see the wall behind him. He's still solid. You can still see, like, steps in the snow. So he's not a hologram. But he definitely, like, sort of fades in and out a little.
If I were to touch you, would my hand go through you?
No, you would probably... Well, there's a mild chance that you might go through me. Because he's constantly sort of like not... Like he's more or less in phase at any given moment. It's clear he doesn't... Maybe he doesn't like, fully control it yet. But yeah, so you kind of see that.
Right. So yeah, like no. We were saying go away. We just started this little adventure. We don't care. Listen, okay, guys, we'll help you out, okay. I walk out with my globe and it's like, okay, guys, seriously, we're cool. We are cool. clearly there's been a miscommunication, and get the hell away from us.
Why are they chasing you?
And as you start rushing in, like, you hear one of the men in front go for is like, "Bring out the thief."
Oh,
I stole nothing.
He's just here, bro.
And liar!
Founded accusations!
You tricked us with your fashionable pants!
Not my fault that you appreciate good workmanship!
So I turn around and I aim the globe at her. Then I lay back. I look. Okay, listen, we're not really involved in this, so.
Then bring her out here so we can kill her!
We're not gonna let you kill her. Come on. I mean, we're all civilized here, right?
Like an arrow, like.
Oh, you're like.
Lawson, serious. Wait a second, alright? Just step back. Alright.
Okay, what did she steal? Like, maybe if she gives it back, what did she steal?
My heart.
that's actually Carl in the back, like, my heart. It's like, God damn it, Carl.
Damn those pants! Wish I'd never seen okay. those.
He gives you a laundry list of what sounds like very useful and expensive items.
Really? Those could be ours now.
Those might have sound very useful and expensive.
So
we could use some of those.
So, really? Okay.
Where did you even get some of those?
I don't. Hold on right here. I'm going to go get her, okay? Okay? We're good.
We'll give you 2 minutes.
Cool. That's cool. I go back.
He turns around and I've got my rapier out pointed at him. He's like, I'm not going up.
Yeah. I closed the little curtain that we had. It's like, okay, here's the deal. And I just list a few items that you said. It's like, we'll help you out of this, but we get some of those items.
All right.
Okay. I can handle this. Guys, don't worry. I know exactly what to do. I open up the curtain. I walk out. And I'm like, who's the leader here?
That's me.
Okay. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Stevenson.
I'm Sue. So we have the same... And I slammed the globe right into his face. Okay.
How many are there?
Let's talk about 15. Numbers.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, I count. How many are there?
Not, 13.
Are, like, three of them phasing in and out? Is that why it's 12 to 15?
It's hard to see in the snow.
Okay.
Says I. It's a clear cloud. I'm going to say 13.
So okay. I'm actually going to slam him with the globe across the face.
Difficulty 6.
6?
Yeah.
Yep.
Four. How much is the globe damage? It was my, you know, it's gonna be my medium attack. So okay. 4 points of damage.
I would say it's a surprise. So basically, you knock him up with a globe. Bits of blood from glass in his face, and he falls down.
Anybody else want to introduce themselves?
Give me intimidate, difficulty 15.
And I like.
Yes!
A bunch of hands go up.
Oh
yeah!
Yeah, I raise my hand.
You can't spend, like, a fate point to re-roll that. You could have...
You don't have
spend...
any.
Yet. Nope, I don't have any.
I thought we'd start.
Oh, no, I gave you all two, right?
No, but
yeah.
I erased it on.
Oh, right, yeah, that's true. That's right.
Yeah, you
invested it in.
You could have spent a might to probably...
Yeah. Yeah. This is funner. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else want to do it? Like, badass? And then, like, somebody's like, I do. Yeah, me too. Okay. Yeah, he was actually the weaker one. Oh, God. I run back and close the curtain.
Okay,
Actually, we'll hold them for 0.07
all right.
Seconds.
What are we using? We're using these to represent points now?
Yeah.
Or do you want
sure.
to? Why not? All right. Basically, as you start rushing towards the door, you
feel like... We don't have any little glass.
Do you want to use these little glass?
Well, guys, we did move. I mean, we don't know where anything is.
No, they were in the dice bag, and Jesus took them at one point.
And here they are.
Oh,
okay.
Yay. Yeah.
Guys, I don't come here for you to tell me why you can't give me things.
If I wanted that, I'd just ask for sex at home.
Depending on who I'm asking, yeah. That's, I can't just march up to my roommate and be like, ugh.
Especially if you ask like that.
Yeah. So I didn't get the best reaction from Angela, actually, because Acer's known me too long. He'd be like, yeah, that's what he actually does.
That's what he does. Basically, as you turn around,
ladies, this man is married.
You feel a sharp pain in your back. As basically, you see him topple forward a little bit. You don't fall down as a massive pitchfork in his back for damage.
Oh, don't I get the roll?
GM intrusion.
Oh, so you get a point. So yeah. Now you're square. You get your third minor XP point? Wait, oh, that's a good question. Is this a long-term XP point or a... Because if we're separating the experience points for long-term...
Yes, and the then stuff temporary, that we get during the game is always going to be the fate points.
Yes.
Real, like, quote-unquote, real XP is only going to be at the end.
And that's okay. Yeah, that's what I said.
Great. Awesome. Right. Awesome.
If you want to take it. If you don't...
There's no way that he can't.
Oh, right, yeah,
you
right,
can't
yeah.
say no. You can spend a fate point to say
yeah, but you
no,
can't because you're in a different cooking. No.
All right, so apparently cooking is going to cost me. Okay, so I slam the curtain and it slams me in the back.
Yeah.
So but you don't get this point because you're you negative point. One.
Great. Yes.
For your so you give this to whoever you want.
Okay. All right, hey.
So what do I do? How do I lower my points?
Out of your mic pool. 4 points.
I hate this game. Please kill me. Just let me die.
What?
What?
I'm already giving up.
Really?
There's no bard class. I don't know what your plan is.
Oh, that was it. I kept on asking to be a bard, wasn't I?
Yeah, you're like, I was going to
be a bard, let me die. Let me die so I could be...
I told you, bard class is stuff who entertains. That's the bard class.
So I take the pitchfork to the back.
Yeah. As a thrown pitchfork enters her back from behind.
We're all going to die.
Okay. So do we do initiative?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
How do we do initiative?
D20.
Ooh.
So do we add anything to it, or is it just straight up what we roll?
It's straight up what we roll, unless you have an initiative. You're trained in initiative. And I think Bill is.
Yeah.
I think I have... initiative is I train, so I get...
Oh, plus three. Yeah.
Plus three.
Yeah.
So, seven.
Seven? You're
trained in initiative? No, I'm not. So, 11.
But I'm also speedy. Does that give me anything? No, I think it just makes me really run fast.
Though I think you might be able to spend it to increase your initiative, like an effort. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Seven. Okay.
Okay.
I've already been
11.
Snapped.
11.
Okay.
19.
19.
Yes.
Bridget?
17.
Yeah, because while he was turning around and getting stabbed in the back, and I was just quietly accepting my coming death, you were actually apparently like readying a spell or something.
Precisely. Yep.
All right. All right, so Brigitte, you go first.
No, he goes first, because he had 19.
Oh, right, you had 19, sorry.
People are just unused to that. I'm unused to
it. I'm saving you pain, David.
No problem. So I'm going to use scan on the surrounding area.
Okay.
Looking for a weak point in the ice above us.
Oh. Wait, above you in the cave?
Above us on the hill. If we're in a crevice that goes into a larger mountainous or hill-like structure, I'm looking above us on the hill-like structure for a weak point.
Do you need to roll for this? It just happens.
As far as I can tell, it just happens because I'm spending an intellect point.
Okay, then that's fine.
So I get to, I think, because it doesn't give me a difficulty, and I don't think a mountain has a hill has a level.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm not going to worry too much about it. But yeah, you look up, you notice a strange weak point in one part of the hill.
Okay.
That if you maybe you hit it, something, you might be able to move some stuff down.
That's the plan.
Okay.
Okay, so that's my action.
All right.
So Jace is high and just stares off, totally oblivious to the danger he's in.
Brigitte.
Yeah. Well, where's the book? I need to check something really, really fast.
Not a problem.
I'm going to stab somebody with panache.
Panache. With Ganesh.
Okay, so now you're down to 12 of these guys.
That's a lot of Ganesh.
This is it.
Oh, what are you looking for?
My...
Further spelling errors have her stabbing people with Ganesh, the Indian god.
I thought I took the thing where I get to... Yeah.
Sorry.
Right, yeah, just didn't write down. So, yeah,
I apologize. Hindu god. Mm-hmm. Hindu god, not just Indian god.
Because I have... thrust, which gives me an additional 1 point of damage if my weapon has a sharp edge.
Okay.
So, I assume that the crowd is closing in on us, but they're going to bottleneck because we're in a crevice, so we have the more defensible position, so I'm just going to be like, ha-ha, and stab at somebody. Whoever has the poor luck to come closest
difficulty
first.
Six.
Most likely me. Just keep me in the back.
Okay. This could happen.
Difficulty 6.
Oh, yeah. Made it.
Nice.
Yay.
How much damage do you do? Oh, it's a light or medium weapon?
I'm using my medium weapon, and with thrust I get an additional 1, so it's 5 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. Alright, you stab a guy, he is really injured, but he's not quite there.
And then, thrust costs one might.
Actually, no,
point.
These aren't really. These aren't, so you spend actually, no, one point really for your
might. Okay, but I have one edge.
Okay, I'm say, so it's free.
Okay.
If you have one edge in might, then it's free.
Just permanently, as that's something I have to spend?
Yeah, that, yeah, basically. Because okay. Awesome. If it costs one and you have mm-hmm. an edge at one, then effectively that is a free ability for you.
Actually, I just realized that you do kill this one, then.
Ha-ha.
Because it would be as strong as a true warrior.
That's really pretty cool.
Okay. Basically, because these are really warriors after you, they're like just angry townspeople because it's a mob.
Yep.
So they'd be so you do kill him with that one thrust. You stab one woman in the heart. She goes, oh!
Oh, good. Good. So we've murdered.
The pants are still fashionable.
Falls over.
Pants. Blood falls onto your boots and pants, and they easily get it and wipe off.
Yep.
Amazing.
Very nice. It's down to 11. All right. Gito.
All right. Gito basically just sees all of this, goes... No. And he basically literally starts phasing out through the wall. His intention is
he
to phase...
He's
right out of here. Yeah. he's like... his intention is to phase outside and sort of, like, flank them with his long distance.
Okay.
So that his turn will be to phase through the wall, and that's going to cost me one intellect because of my edge.
Shoot. They probably go before me. I'm pretty low initiative.
Mm-hmm. There's six.
Oh, seven. Okay, I'm actually pulling out the pitchfork and then aiming it for the just throwing at someone who's running after me.
Difficulty six.
One. The pitchfork actually bends around and stabs her in the back.
That damn wind that stopped us from telling her that we can't help her kicks back up again. All right, so you get a GM intrusion.
Okay,
great.
Now, I already stabbed you to the back, so I might do something truly...
Oh, no, go for it.
Kill me, I could be a bard then. I'm ready for being a bard.
Okay.
I'm done with this character.
You basically...
He's
you,
dead
you, wait, quick question. Were you planning to throw it or just thrust it?
Throw it.
Okay. You do throw it. You do throw it.
And they catch it.
And then one of them just catches in his hand. Distracted for a second as the other one tries to throw another hit at you. I need you to try to do a mic defense for me. Difficulty six.
Oh,
yep, you're fine. Another pitchfork lands next to your head.
Cool, and I die.
You see the pitchfork, and you see it's clearly going to go wide, so you move closer, please!
Yeah, I try it, but I just don't make it in time, and it barely glazes me. Oh, damn it, let me die! We have been outside of the town for 10 minutes!
Right, back to the top of this.
Alright. So the townspeople get the attack?
Hmm? No, because every attack with
that. That was
you just missed, and him
passing that was their. Oh, so the only one person gets to attack us?
Hmm?
Only one. I mean, there's... 12 of them,
11.
Yeah, but they're kind of bottlenecked.
Yeah, they're
too,
kind of bottlenecked. It's not for everybody to attack at the same time.
Also, they need their pitchfork back because they can't attack.
It's the one pitchfork. Well, it's very prosperous.
Now the woman has her pitchforks!
I'm going to give it to a woman after all.
Head to your left!
Here you go.
Right, so back to the top.
Okay, I'm going to use Onslaught to fire at that point in the...
No throw because it's a mountain.
It's a
mountain. Oh, wait, no. Three. Difficulty three.
Okay. Yeah. Thank God. 15.
All right.
So yeah, that's 4 points of damage directly on the weak point of the hill. I'm trying to cause a non-terminal avalanche, effectively.
Roll a 1d6.
Okay. 4.
Small avalanche just happened.
Okay.
Basically, landing over 4 of the people.
Okay.
Yes.
And Jace basically, still... Jace is going to look at all of them mm-hmm. and just say. Go away!
Okay.
Just a burst of light leaps from his hands and causes a small avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
Or that.
Okay.
A lot.
Intimidate 12.
So it's going to be a 15.
Oh, right. No.
Because,
yeah.
That's why.
Actually,
isn't it,
right? Yeah, you're right.
No.
Okay.
Or that!
Reach with them! Kill the witch!
More torches come out. More nooses like... Oh.
Right. As soon as that happens, though, as soon as you hit that blast and the avalanche happens, you start hearing... You look up and you hear one of the people in the back. I was like, get at the wit!
Iceworm! Iceworm!
And basically from that small weakness you found, you see this monstrous thing that looks like it's made of pure, clear ice. Looks like a mixture of like a centipede and onyx from Pokemon. Rushing out of that hole, a giant worm about maybe 15, 20 meters long, rushing out of that hole.
I So he's yelling Iceworm.
Yes.
Iceworm! 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 Iceworm!
Iceworm begins to lose its meaning the more you say
okay. it. And now they begin to run.
So this is like the actual boss. No, they don't. As the ice worm lands and they're starting to run, suddenly they look down as connected, like a pitchfork lands in front of them, and connected it, hanging it from a string, is a ball, and suddenly the ball erupts into a gas.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, okay, guys, we got a distraction. We got to get going.
Okay, so you're using...
I'm using my... They're enraged for 7 rounds, so they're not running. They're going to be our distraction. And
very nice.
They got their pitchfork back. Assholes.
They're going to need it.
And as you start running, you see behind you, you see the people being slaughtered by a gigantic ice worm, but still fighting to the last breath because they're brave and or incapacitated by rage.
Not only fighting the ice worm, like they're fighting each other.
Yeah,
like, they're like, we're gonna kill the ice worm and you and you. Look at you!
So it's basically like the rage virus from 28 Days.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
I know.
Yeah, so we're just running. Yeah. You know what the sad thing is? Like that, probably that gas bomb is actually like the fuel or something from like a 4-star ship.
Yeah,
that's how Numenera is.
You're right. I should have gotten high on that. Yeah. Shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just. Yeah, running. Just imagine, like, as soon as like you know, Gino like steps out on the other side, like this bone arrow ready, like. Just sees like this scene. Like, no. And just puts it away and starts like jogging after these guys.
Yeah. Way to be a coward. No, I was trying to get to a defensible position. Sure. Yeah, so we're just running for packs like over. We like probably forgot a blanket or two, just grabbing our shit and running.
Alright, yeah, we're running, getting the hell out of there.
Yeah, right. Getting the hell
out of there. And with the ice worm distracted by the angry people, nice job with the rage bomb, by the way. Yeah. Destroying my encounter. No, I'm just kidding. Basically, yeah.
There are always more rage worms.
There are always rage worms.
Well, those are the ice worm. But right. There are always more rage worms. that's a separate point.
Which we're about to discover right now.
That's actually the moral of a story that we were raised on.
There's always more rage worms.
A couple pitchforks hits my characters in the back, I turn around, there are worms with like pitchforks that are enraged.
Despite all their rage, they're still ice worms. It's terrible. You start running off for a distance, and I'm going to say after some time you will find a spot not filled with murders, psychopaths, and ice worms.
Another cave.
And or ice worms.
Yeah. Like we're like flopping into this cave, like breathing heavily, you know, because we ran for like the last mile in snow. And my character, he looks towards the girl and points towards her and says, okay. Okay, we had a deal. We helped you out of that one, so we get half the loot. Yeah.
There's a problem. I think the ice worm has half the loot now.
Did you drop... So your character's like...
I needed to lighten the load to run, because there was an ice worm and an enraged mob. I only had an angry mob. You made them enraged.
Do you got half of what you originally stole?
Do I have a bunch of shit on me?
Not useful stuff. Can easily convert it to shit. It's basically money. You have money for the items.
All right, so
they lied. Like they're like, yeah, she has artifacts, and I pick it up. And it's like this is just a freaking sprinkler head. It's our heritage. Don't judge us.
Oh my god, you totally stole a bunch of stuff. Some other fucking like shyster sold to them, convincing them that they were powerful objects. When you showed up a week later, they said, "Oh, we have all these powerful objects." And you're like, yeah, and they're gonna be mine. Yeah. My pants say they.
So I
obey no one but the pants.
So what does this do? As I pull out, and it's just like a big square, and I'm just looking it over, and it has like a spring at the end, and I'm like shaking it. Nothing. This is junk!
Actually, as you sort through, you do find one thing, one oddity among them.
A dragon.
Yeah. You find a dragon.
I want a dragon egg.
The epic pitchfork.
One step at a time. What? Somebody roll for me, please.
D10, D100, or
D100? D100, sorry.
Alright, black is 10.
Black is
73.
Saddle size for a very small animal, such as a squirrel or a small cat.
So pointless. Can I draw from that?
That's not those ciphers.
Oh, that's ciphers. Okay.
So it's a saddle.
It's a saddle. A cat. For a cat.
That is literally one of the ones that I read it, and I was like, that is the most stupid. Like, all the other ones are awesome. Okay, so.
Wow, so I'd rather actually have the ball with the box with the spring then. Like, I'm going to actually assume that's the oddity. Like, what does it do? It bounces a little bit. Well, what the fuck is a saddle? I'm just going to throw it.
As he throws it, Jace puts out his hand and elegantly it floats to his hand. And it just kind of floats there. This is of old design. The leather and the workmanship goes back about two kingdoms. This is probably the oddity.
I don't know, man. Look at this thing. It's like a little wooden boy.
It's a face also drawn. There's really shiny stuff in this bag. Somewhere here.
Jace pushes a button on the side of the box that Sue is holding, and a small clown's head goes.
I slam it with the roll initiative. I freak out and slam it against the wall and it breaks. Like, oh! Dude, look what you made me do!
I'll find you.
And the start of a Billy Burst game.
I'll bring you back!
Okay, I'm just gonna say it right now. This is the worst adventure that we ever started. Seriously, we're freezing. We got junk. We killed a bunch of villagers.
We committed manslaughter and homicide at least 10 times.
I got attacked by a pitchfork and... You're bad luck.
My name's Jace.
Don't introduce yourself.
Why? We're in a cave. When else are we going to introduce ourselves?
I'm Sue. Don't laugh. It's a good name.
I've known many Sues.
Stands for Susan.
I've known Susans too. Never been quite so manly.
Yeah, they are. No Sue ever can measure up to me.
Yes. Keep thinking about that, white boy.
And the deserter here is.
I'm Gina. When I was not deserting anybody, I was going to shoot them in the back until you turned it into a giant cluster flux.
Hey, that sweat worm was either going for us or them, and, you know, they were the ones brandishing pitchforks. And the way they damaged, they hurt me, they could probably take that thing on.
I thought that if I killed that many people, I'd feel some sort of remorse, but...
They weren't people. Nope. They belong to another village.
Everyone slowly looks towards Jiro. And Jiro just faces into the wall.
Okay, so this has got dark.
This is like a line. Neither does she.
Okay, and
then... And Brigitte just has this look on her face of, oh, dear God. I'm Brigitte.
Okay. Well, thanks for making our adventure absolutely terrifying. Now, if you don't mind...
It's not an adventure if there's no terror. You wanted to go for a walk in the park? You are in the wrong neighborhood, son.
I know I'm in the wrong neighborhood. Shut up! Like, listen, no. Listen, we had this all planned out, okay? It did not involve having worms attack us. We're going to the beach.
That wasn't my fault. Okay. Look to him.
Yeah, the witch. Okay, listen. We already have this all planned out. We're going to follow, we're going up north, and we're going to find the beach. And from the beach, we're going to find a boat, which hang out on beaches. And then we're going to go up more north until we find another beach. And from there, we'll be tropics.
This is your first adventure, isn't it?
No, we've been out of many places. I mean,
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, you've been out places before.
You haven't even heard of most of the places I've been.
Well, try me. She just says, like, 5,000, like, different towns. Oh.
It's like, well, I was just in this place, and before that I was there, and then I was in this other place, and...
But there's no logical way that we would know if she's lying or not, because we haven't heard of these places, because she could be making them up, so this is kind of a pointless exercise.
I have a feeling he goes through a lot of those, pointing at Sue.
Hey.
He exercises all the time.
Look, she wasn't talking about me exercising.
Sometimes I wonder, too, because he's so big.
How do you think he got that way?
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
And a healthy diet.
So you travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where the beach is?
I know of a couple. I even know of ones with boats.
Go on.
We all kind of just lean forward. Your face pops out of the eyes.
Slowly, Angel's character says, no, if you just look in this magic canister.
I can't just tell you where it is.
Why not?
I would feel terrible if you got lost in the Arctic wastelands.
Hey, we can handle ourselves. We totally handled that, like, mob. It goes back, cut a splash cut of this, like, worm with, like, blood drenched, like...
And that one last survivor is on top of the worms.
With the pitchfork.
I have children, why? I can't stop!
It flash cuts to, like, the village of all the children just waiting. Our parents will be back soon. Do you think they'll bring us back Mr. Pickle's saddle?
I don't know. I don't know. A lone cat sits there, his back cold.
You're all monsters. You're all horrible, horrible monsters.
I think that's the phrase, a lone cat sits there, his back cold.
The cat does not have fabulous pants.
No, it does not. Okay.
Poor cat.
Can I have another slice of pizza, by the way?
I will take you to the beach with the boats for a price.
Us protecting you isn't a price enough.
I want that saddle.
Give her the saddle! I mean, that's not even... Yeah, sure, I'm not even worried. Absolutely, give her the saddle.
Jace looks at the saddle and just hands it to you.
Excellent, let's go, gentlemen.
It's the middle of the night. We need to rest. He got stabbed.
Yeah, like, I'm bleeding.
I could be infected. He's gonna die.
What? It's like, earmuffs, buddy. Yeah, earmuffs.
He's totally gonna die.
No,
you crushed four people with snow, and now you care about people surviving?
Well, just that one guy. I mean, he is going to die.
I'm not gonna die! Stop it!
Not tonight, hopefully.
Heal me, Jace!
You didn't get stabbed a lot. Before, you know, you usually say, I can take it, and then you rest and somehow magically get better, because we can all do that.
No, it's actually like, I didn't get stabbed, I got like scratched or something. That's what it's supposed to be, like,
yep.
Nicked or bruised or something like that, I believe.
Yeah, I got a 14. So basically, Jace puts his hand on Sue's shoulder, and there's a... there's a soft humming sound, and Sue's wounds close up, and then Jace takes the back of your shirt and then kind of pulls at it for a second, and all of the holes are gone. It's like brand new.
Thanks.
No problem.
I kind of roll my shoulders, and then I flop down. I look at the busted globe in our in my hand, and I just toss it over my shoulder, and then I grab the other one.
Suppose we should go without a fire tonight in case there are any other villagers looking for us who probably want their rightfully...
I'm seeing like the 13-year-old saying, don't worry, I'll go and find Mama and Papa.
It's awful.
Papa, I found you!
I couldn't control myself.
Oh my god. We've decimated an entire fishing village.
But the fish will thank us.
Yeah. We are the defenders of fish. Yeah.
This is the Monero. The fish may quite possibly, in fact, thank us.
So, yeah. What,
like those fish in Link to the Past when you like throw them in the water. Like, thank you. Here's a ruby.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that. Because everything is a video game comparison here.
What?
Hey.
Okay, so, yeah. Jace is just going to quietly go back to... first watch, I guess, unless anybody wants to...
I already had watch, and last time I had watch, some random thief ran right at us, and then we were forced to murder a village. We just established that you stole things. That kind of makes you a thief by definition.
I am many things.
Among them, a thief.
You also a murderer, sleep tight.
I'm going to be honest. I did not expect us to start this adventure murdering people.
I know none of us even had the murder description, do we?
Yet.
No.
I mean, no. No.
Well, they did try and murder us, so...
Well, they yelled loudly.
They yelled loudly.
clear. They yelled murderously. That's how I'm going.
At least one person in that group has who murders in
there. I'm just going to be honest with you. Probably, if they had just backed down, my character smashed that guy in the head with a snow globe, everybody would be alive right now.
Yeah.
So really, your bad dice roll
is that dude's fault for being in the way of your snow globe as you your glow globe as you swung it. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a magnetic attraction between his face and your glow globe.
Whatever. All right.
It's a fantasy game. We just killed a bunch of folk. Let's do this. I'm just going to call them kobolds.
We look like people that have children.
Oh my god, our characters go through their entire lives killing people, convincing themselves that they're kobolds and orcs.
Those goat people from the very beginning, they're actually just merchants. We just killed an entire merchant. Yeah,
merchant caravan.
But our village was just like freaking out. They're like, yeah, go adventuring, guys! You saved us!
We're totally going to find out that there's some sort of gas that's been, like, seeping up through the ground in our village, making us hallucinate and see all these other monsters outside.
We've actually just been terrorizing the glow people. Like, the dome. They're like, yeah, go adventuring, guys. That sounds great. We'll miss you. What did you say, Mom? Nothing!
What'd you say, Mom number three? I hope you're not chatty like Mom one and two. Wear your face!
Wow.
I've forgotten how much you murder in a fantasy game. Like, that's what you just do. You like,
yeah. There's no bashing damage in this. There's no like fisticuffs.
There's no stun in this game. It's just like we're fighting. Okay, I'm slicing him in the face. I'm slicing his neck open. I'm pitchforking him in the back.
Well, you can lower the damage and just have it as an effect to stun people.
There were 15 of them. Okay. I don't feel bad.
Okay.
No, it's kind of nice to... It'll be nice to play a game where we don't have to give a damn.
Honestly, Jesus, I'm just assuming that village was filled with pedophiles.
It's okay, though.
That's why they were exiles, because they couldn't tie a knot.
Kobold pedophiles, those are the worst.
Kobold non-knotters.
No, yeah, again. Can't even tie a damn knot the right way.
Wow.
How long have we been on this kick? All right.
Like 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay. So anyways,
right, back to the game.
We sleep and save our game.
Okay. You are murderers. Say hi, children. One was pregnant.
I'm killing for two.
Hard to conceive for 2 years. Okay. You sleep the night through with no more issues.
To be clear, this game is based on one of their influences is Borderlands. In Borderlands 2, one of your first encounters, you have a little robot guy. He's like bandits, minion, calls you minion, like kill them. And so you go through and you like kill five guys, and so, like your real first fight against bandits. And the robot comes, he's like, oh my god, minion, you just killed them. There are men with families and lives and dreams, and I'm just screwing with you. Fuck those guys!
I still haven't played that game.
That game is fucking brilliant.
All right. You sleep the night there with no more issues. Waking up the next day, I wouldn't say refreshed because it's cold, but ready to move on.
Angela's character is slightly more cold.
Chilly.
Oh, yeah. Do you have to, like, roll?
Do I have to roll with my pants?
It's funny because your pants are chilly, but not as cold as everything outside.
Nice.
So as you slowly get into hypothermia, everything feels warm.
All right. So, okay, where are we going? You said you knew where the beach was.
Well, there's not just one beach, but there's a good beach. You want to go to a good beach?
Yeah.
Or you want to go to the best beach?
Well, I kind of squint my eyes and I look around and I'm like, hold on. I've played this game Fairy before. Do I want a dessert or the best dessert? Guess what? The best dessert is always the bullshit dessert. We've decided to go to a good beach. I got this.
Okay.
We walk away from
Welcome to Coney Island!
Aww.
And then we go to the Jersey Shore.
No! Ah!
Surrounded by Jerseyans.
Oh my god, this picture like there. Governor, what's his name? New Jersey's
there. Christie.
Christie's like, they've, like, a colony of him, the clones of him.
Oh. That's a thing.
That sounds like a funny time, though.
Yeah. That does sound like,
All right. a good beach. We're going to go up the coast and take you to this place called Ancuin.
Ancuin is Thai country.
Oh, yes. It's a beach in Ancuin. Good beaches. Not the best beaches, but good beaches. It's a
country of beaches. But how is that? What if you're inland?
Country of beaches! Dude, it's an island. Pay attention. Okay, so we're walking there.
He's the one that decided it was an island. I said nothing about islands.
Can we take a horse? Okay. How far is it?
Walking distance.
How long of a walking distance? You quickly realize that the nano is not going to be easily duped.
Probably multiple days.
That doesn't sound so bad. It could be two.
You dead on the road.
Pitchforks in my back.
Where do these people keep getting the pitchforks?
That would be a third civilization. They were big on pitchforks.
Goddamn pitchfork golems. We just had to run into them.
There's actually an oddity that's a replicator, but just her pitchforks.
She just shoots them out. All right. A few days.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Which direction?
That way. Then I point in what is, in fact, the correct direction.
Oh, so.
Look out for ice worm nests.
There's nests? Oh, man.
They're not solitary creatures. And it's children. Breeding season.
You did feed their children, sir. Is that? You know.
Well, one of them's already hungry. One of them's not hungry, so let's go!
Yeah, we're heading out of there. And breeding season does not sound good.
Nope.
All right, so we're moving up.
Yeah, we're moving up. What's the weather doing?
Cold and snow.
Solid.
Solid. All right, you move on for several days of cold temperatures, snow in your face constantly. It is lightening up a little bit from where your hometown is. So, you know, you've got that going for you. Yeah, even your ginger meat is getting a little bit low. And you start seeing something in the distance. Upon social inspection, you see what is obviously some type of caravan.
Yes. I put on my plumage, my little, my Jinjin cloak, mm-hmm. and I sink down into the snow, and then I nudge, what's your name again, Angela?
Brigitte.
Brigitte. Hey, who are those guys? They good?
I haven't met everybody. It's a big planet.
Well, you've been to all those places. You listed like 1,000 of them.
And there's like 2,000 places. So I've only visited like half the places on the planet.
He's just, I'm going to scan it.
Okay. You scan it.
Give me a base. sorry, this cost me points. So basically what it does is it gives me it tells me the level of whatever I'm scanning, mm-hmm. And any pertinent information that you want to give us that I don't already ask for. So obviously, if I like look at a door, is it booby trapped or something? Mm-hmm. Then,
and in this case, you just want to know if there's anything dangerous there.
Yeah, like are there people on it carrying armaments? Do they seem warlike? Do they seem like merchants? Is it a trap?
From the composition of the items on that you can see so far, like on the caravan, it looks like. Just several merchants. It looks like merchants.
Okay.
This looks like merchants traveling north away from the cold. With strange beasts attached to carriages moving on.
What kind of beasts?
Very tall bipedal monsters that basically carry the things through their teeth. They have no arm. They only have the two legs, giant and a giant mouth. They kind of look like a mixture of horses and squigs from Warhammer 40K.
That's awfully scary.
Mm-hmm. They sound like, remember Mousers from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, yes.
Exactly. Yeah, fleshy Mousers.
Yeah, fleshy Mousers.
There we go.
That's horrifying as well. Yeah, there's really no upside here.
Yeah, but then they're kind of carriages, and you see people on the carriages, like, just some of them wooding them forward or something like that.
We must liberate the creatures.
Okay, guys, get ready to attack.
I'm just kidding. They seem to be a merchant caravan headed north. No obvious armaments.
Maybe we can get, like, a ride from them or something.
They'd probably be, they'd probably be interested in trade.
We are running out of food, especially with an extra mouth to feed.
No kiss.
All right, let's get closer.
Coming from another.
And then your hands just phase through our brains.
Damn it. Oh, dude! It's flexing weird.
Alright. Yep, so, alright. Let's trade. How hard can this be?
I'm just gonna, as Jiro does the phasing thing, I'm actually just physically stepping back. It's like, yes, how hard can it be?
Do you want me to do the talking?
You remember last time.
I'll give it a try.
Alright.
I can trade.
Yeah, you can.
It slowly dawns on everyone that Jace doesn't understand why people don't like him. Maybe it's different this time. Maybe they'll be different. Alright, so yeah, Jace is going to approach the caravan with a glow globe.
Yeah, and I'm following.
And he's going to turn one of his cloths into whatever, you know, white.
Mm-hmm.
So he just kind of motions at it and it becomes a bright white. He's literate, so mm-hmm. it'll say trade on it. You know, okay. And he'll approach the caravan with okay. those two things in his hands.
All right. You start walking forward. The caravan, you see your people just yelling at each other. Caravan stops. Mm-hmm. And you see people with, obviously, projectile weapons. Mostly bows and arrows aimed at you.
Okay.
Oh, the traveler! Mm-hmm.
Hello? My friends and I are traversing the wastes, wish to trade. We're low on supplies.
How many with you?
Three.
Three of you?
Three with him.
Yes.
With you. Who's the waste?
Four in total.
By yourselves?
Yes.
Four of you.
We're pretty stupid.
Well, I'm glad someone acknowledges that.
Mostly him.
His fault, huh?
Yes.
True enough.
Who's having a conversation?
And Dio just like, you know, he knows you're no good. He's just such a... Yeah, we're probably gonna die within the week without a little bit of you know, you hopefully you have just enough to trade with. We've got a couple of baubles we found. Shins are useful to you. They can't buy Jack Flux out here.
Interesting. Where are you headed?
A beach.
What?
A good beach.
Yeah,
not the best.
There's a beach right there! And you see, because you're traveling along the coast, there is a beach, also full of ice and very cold water.
No sand.
No sand.
There's no sand! This guy. My character knows that.
He just stared, the guy, basically, you see the guy also in, like, winter gear. You barely can see it. Basically, he's with goggles at you. Wow, you are pretty stupid!
Hey! I say it's like I take a step forward and the people with the bows like pull back. Hey! All I'm saying is we don't need to be calling each other's names. We gonna trade or we gonna not trade?
You two guys good at a fight?
We murdered an entire village.
What was that?
The adults.
I mean, no, we survived an encounter with
an ice worm.
Yes.
You're kidding me. Those things are tough. They can rip apart an entire village by themselves.
It's mating season, too.
So we're here.
Oh, amazing. They're even more ferocious. They take their time with their kills.
That's what we hear.
They're the only creature that can interrogate their prey and find out where they live. Go for their children.
Some say they're intelligent and just feed on evil.
I'm
going to pop out and be like, that's why there's only four of us. We started a much larger crew. But as we are advancing across the waste, facing such dangers, we have to rely on the kindness of fellow traders like you in order to survive the rest of our journey.
Yes.
Yes.
Seat roll six.
What'd she say?
If you're just pointing at her, like, yeah, I like that. That's good.
It's a good story.
It's a good story.
Yeah. 19.
Let's use... Oh, okay, so that's a minor
effect and everything. Yeah.
And you all survived. How fighting against those great odds. And you have such fashionable pants. How can you be a liar?
Certainly don't ask at the last villain back that way.
I believe anyone who just wanders out of the forest and talks to me while I'm in my car.
Alright, come in. We'll introduce ourselves. We're still going to be moving, though.
That's fine. That's acceptable.
Just stick with us until we make camp.
Alright, we'll do that.
Okay, so
Fantastic.
We get...
Yes, welcome, guys. There.
Okay.
And I smash a globe on his face.
Okay. Everyone in the carriage, and as soon as...
They're not supposed to be weapons. They're supposed to be tools.
As soon as Sue...
Stop using those weapons.
All right. As soon as Sue is about to step in, you say, oh, not you. We need you to protect our sides.
Oh,
come on! Oh, I just walk.
Yep.
Sucks.
You actually hear a... as the squid horse, the squid horse thing just stares at you.
What are you looking at?
Spits on your nose.
Punch it.
Okay.
With over. The glow glow.
What did you do?
He coughs a pitchfork onto your face.
They take forever to bring back up. Oh, man.
Jake coughs so out.
Can we trade now?
Okay. They spend an hour trying to pick it up, angry at Sue. They have discussions about leaving him, but they keep moving anyway.
Don't leave it.
No, leave him. Leave Sue.
No, they're thinking about leaving him after the incident, but they decide to let this one time slide because he has obviously snow madness.
What? Snow madness. But what happens to the squig thing?
Hmm? Because basically, he didn't really hurt it too much, but basically, once it's on his side, it takes forever to lift him back up.
Kind of when you do cow tipping.
Same thing. Yeah.
Takes a while.
Oh. It's squig tipping. It's just designed that way.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a faulty design.
Yeah.
That's why the civilization no longer exists.
Miracle worker, why don't you dance?
Wow.
I want to commit miracles. All right.
You've already committed miracles. You killed an entire village after the ice wolf interrogates the other villages.
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
From my encroaching psychotic.
All right, moving on.